grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris coming in looking extra foliage-y.
Yeah, I tried today. I did try.
He's looking a little bit trop.
Yes, well, thank you. Actually, I just did a student Q&A with our students at AUT on the medicinal cannabis course.
What was the vibe?
Thought I'd better put a shirt on for that. This week we were covering cultivation and dose delivery. So, it was very interesting. A whole bunch of tricky questions. Jeez, they're pretty smart, some of these students.
What is the dose delivery? It's in the face?
Yeah. Well, actually, one of the things we went into in depth was talking about suppositories, the old rectal delivery, and of course, in depth is it turns out a key part of that. That there's certain veins closer to the entrance, shall we say, where your cannabinoids will be absorbed in the form that you take them in. If you shove it up too far, the different veins further up take it to the liver, where it's metabolized into a different cannabinoid, which is what happens when people eat it. And of course, sometimes when people eat cannabis, they get a little bit too high because it's a different cannabinoid that it gets turned into. Mm. So, yeah, all quite interesting.
Wow, out of it. I didn't think we were going to be talking about the butt so soon, but here we are.
Just straight into it. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just thinking about all the times I used to listen to dance music. It's making me think about that.
Oh, anyway. You're doing that back then. Anyway. Interesting. Okay.
Anyway.
Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store up on K Road. You've come in with some notes.
There's so much going on.
It's close to being able to vote. Polls open.
Saturday.
Saturday.
In fact, they opened yesterday, or today, I think, or was it yesterday?
Overseas voters.
We've got some new pamphlets. And speaking of the Hemp Store, I'll just throw in our little thing that happened this week was the project came in. TV3's The Project. It was on Tuesday night. And they did what I thought was a really good piece showing how cannabis stores would actually operate if the referendum passes. Mm. And of course, it's very different to what the NOPAs are saying with their nationwide ads in all the newspapers times. It must be costing a fortune. I don't know how they're staying within the campaign limits, but they are going hard advertising what amounts to a whole pack of lies, to put it politely, and in particular their image of this Kia Ora Dairy, which really outraged people in Featherston, where the Wairarapa Times has covered that, and everything they showed in it was just wrong and factually incorrect, and the Advertising Standards Authority just refused to hear a complaint about it, just outright refused, not even going to consider it. Even if they did hear it, they wouldn't decide the outcome of a complaint till after the election. So the NOPAs know this, that they can just kind of go around lying and nothing really happens.
I say we, but we've been up against the corrupt reality for a long time, right? It's just kind of coming to a head now. You know, like just the
corrupt reality. Well, yeah, bro, like you're sounding QAnon.
Well, that's what it is. It's like, you're bringing up the conspiracies about them not, saying.
There's no conspiracy. This is fact. This is talking about what's actually going on. They are running ads in newspapers all up and down the country that can't possibly be within the campaign limit when you just look at the amount of advertising they're doing. And what they're saying is incorrect. That is a fact. That's not a conspiracy.
But someone's conspiring at some point?
I don't know. That's what you're saying? It'd be interesting for the journalists out there to actually look into, rather than just regurgitating the crap they're saying, actually look into it. You know, and rather than just taking that, I know they're all desperate because COVID's hit everyone and the media just needs the money and they're just taking they're obviously spending a lot and advertiser pays. Mm. But perhaps as journalists, they might actually want to look into what these guys are saying.
Yes.
And in particular, they might want to look at a blog post that's on the Say Nope to Dope website, which uses QAnon alt-right dog whistle terminology about George Soros. It's the whole anti-Jew, New Yorker, global conspiracy dog whistle terms they've thrown through this blog. Mm. So that's the kind of people they are and the kind of people they're trying to appeal to.
I just don't understand what their interest is in a no vote.
I don't know. I think they just oppose for the sake of opposing. Yeah. You know, they're harking back to a bygone day that they're just kind of, I don't know. I'd hate to speak for them, but you only have to look at their stuff to kind of see it for yourself, really, okay. I guess. But I've covered these issues quite well, I think, in the Daily Blog, which went out yesterday. There's a blog by me where the headline is, I think, I can't even remember what the headline was, but the gist was the Yes campaign engages with truth and trying to build points of agreement.
Yes.
And the Nope campaign doesn't, and the Nope campaign are winning. And maybe the Yes campaign needs to look at what we're doing, because what we're doing doesn't seem to have worked if you look at the latest polls. And if it was just based on fact and evidence, we would have changed this law a long time ago. It's clearly not based on fact and evidence, it's based on emotion. And one of the strongest motivators for people is fear, and that's what they're playing on. And we're already in this kind of state with COVID where there's a lot of worry and anxiety out there, so I think it's been quite easy for them to play on it. But I think people need to see it for what it is, that they are sowing fear and mistrust to screw with people's minds.
As an adult, should I have the right to make my own decisions and decide what I put into my body?
I would say so too. And in fact, that is what Jacinda... Judith Collins, Judith Collins on last night's leaders' debate said that exact thing, but about meat. And we put out a meme on our Normals Facebook page changing that quote to cannabis. And it is, in fact... if I can bring it up, I'm not going to tell people when they can consume cannabis. I'm not into communism or fascism. It's their money, their weed, their bodies. Give people a bit of freedom. Of course, you're saying meat, but if you think that way, that you think people should have the choice to eat whatever meat they want, which I don't quite know why she thinks that's a campaign point, but if you think that way and are voting no, like she is, that is just hypocrisy. That plain and simple, that's what it is. And we see a lot of that on the right, in fact. They call, ACT is another good example, so-called Party of Freedom. Freedom to die with euthanasia, but not freedom to consume cannabis.
Is the No campaign led by a US lobby group?
It seems to be. They certainly are hooked up with this group called SAM USA, who have formed a little group down here called SAM New Zealand, Smart Approaches to Marijuana. And certainly they're... their stuff appears pretty slick, let me just say that. But anyway, enough about them. We don't want to be, you know, too like focused on the Nopers and thinking that it's a foregone conclusion, because the reality is, you know, if that's partly what they're trying to do, is make people disengage and think that there's no point. Now, there's no point in voting because it's never going to pass. And that's the thinking that will make it lose, right? We actually need to get really positive and optimistic about this. And what I come back to is the difference between yes and no, even in the worst polls, is dwarfed by the non-voters and undecideds.
Yes.
And those together add up to about 35% is the non-voters and undecideds. The gap in the polls is about 8 or 9%. So there's way more people that we can reach. So that's really what we're trying to do. That's Normals' focus. And voting, of course, starts this Saturday and runs for the next 2 weeks. Election day is the last day you can vote, but you can get out there and do it from this Saturday. And the big focus is to get particularly young people. The under 35s are only about 65% enrolled. So there's this huge pool of people, particularly under 35, that aren't yet enrolled. And we've got to get on the roll, make sure all our mates are on the roll, and really encourage people to vote. You know, up and chase people and make sure that they're getting out there and voting.
I mean, we covered this a few weeks ago, but I think you can point out that if you're going to go and vote, and say you don't give a stuff about who's in government, but you just have one single issue on your mind, and that is what should happen in the cannabis referendum, you can just vote in the cannabis referendum and not vote in the general election or the euthanasia vote. You can just go in, tick the box for the cannabis referendum, and off you go.
That's exactly right. You can indeed. So if people have a kind of philosophical stance that they don't want to support politicians, or if that's their reason for not voting, put that aside and vote for cannabis reform. You don't actually have to do the other votes.
Yes.
Hey, I'm interested to hear your guest's view on concerns around driving under the influence of cannabis. This is my huge concern with this vote.
Well, okay, so firstly, you have to look at what happens under the current law. If there are problems with people driving under the influence of cannabis, it's happening right now. So we have to accept that as our starting position, that prohibition has not stopped the very problems that people are saying are out there. So secondly, then we have to look at the actual stats that the NOPAs cite. And again, I covered this in my blog this week on the Daily Blog, because Nick Smith, the MP, is fond of saying this. And it's based on this ESR study where they're kind of saying that the dead drivers with cannabis in their system was about the same as alcohol, or maybe even more. You know, it's actually a more significant problem than what we previously thought. This is what they're saying, and that it might get worse or whatever. In actual fact, that study, it compares drivers with any trace of any cannabinoids, and in fact, the cannabinoid they look for is the inactive one that is metabolized into your system. So by design, they're actually not looking for any impaired drivers. They're only looking for people who actually weren't under the influence, because it's the inactive metabolite, which is just incredible. And so that hangs around for months. So they're getting cannabis consumers who may not have had any potentially in months or weeks. They're being, you're in that column as a cannabis driver. And meanwhile, the alcohol drivers they were comparing it to were only the ones who were over the legal limit, yes. Which of course is quite high. And personally, I find I'm feeling pretty drunk at the legal limit. And I would stay way below that.
You're totally wasted at the legal limit.
Exactly. So yeah, it's comparing apples with oranges. It's a really shonky, bad science study, and it's just really typical of the claims that the NOPAs use. So that's the kind of context. Then, in terms of what's going to happen under the reforms, there's a new drug driving regime that is coming in. It's already passed into law. That will come into effect regardless of the referendum result. And so if we vote yes, then that's just a thing, like with drink driving, it's something that people have to manage and host responsibility. I'm sure venues will have programs around it, just like people do with alcohol. And culturally, people have to get their heads around it, that you're going to have to wait a few hours and that. But the impairment tests that they're going to be bringing in, unlike now, where, as I was saying, they only look for this inactive metabolite that hangs around for months, the new regime, I actually think it's the best approach to driving that's been brought in anywhere in the world. In terms of doing this, and it only looks at impairment. It only looks at people who are impaired, and they're going to calibrate it and correlate it to the legal limit for alcohol, so it will be completely fair and consistent.
So there we go.
And of course, no actual definitive evidence of it going up in anywhere where it's been legalized. You have kind of some studies showing both sides, so no kind of clear indicator, no kind of definitive thing that you could say is definitely going to happen. But what we can say is definitely going to happen is this new regime comes in that's going to actually be a hell of a lot better than what we have now.
What else, Chris? What else have you got in your little notepad there?
Oh, so much. A new study out from Otago University just came out today, and they looked at students there at Otago, and they found that cannabis is become normalised. This is a proper published peer review study, so it's already a normal activity. It's become a normalised thing, so it's something that normal, ordinary people do. And the current laws are completely ineffective at stopping that and ineffective at getting anyone who needs help the help. So, of course, that's just more evidence that backs our side, but whether it will get into any media or outweigh the emotive fear-mongering that the NOPAs are doing, Other things, so just a bit of an update about the campaign. I mentioned last week that we had some billboards made, and we've been going around Auckland putting those up and up north and starting to get out into the Waikato now. We've sent a bunch down to the South Island. We had a good donor put in a, compared to others, it's a drop in the bucket, but we got enough to get some billboards made. Cosmic have topped that up today, so big thanks to them. And so we're going to print some more. We've got some new leaflets. I've got those here. And if people go to our website, normalorgnz, N-O-R-M-L, .org.nz, there's both a sign up form there where you can put your details in, and then we send you out a pack of stuff that you can help out. And this is a really good time actually to be active, because voting is just about to start. So everything you do in the next few weeks, people can go right there and vote. So we've got the sign up form there. You can sign up to have a billboard on your fence or leaflets sent out or whoever you want to help. There's a donation sign up there. You can donate anonymously through PayPal, and we so need it. And we've had some merchandise added on there. So, if you want to wear around a Vote Yes t-shirt for the next couple of weeks and be a walking billboard, you can go onto the normalorgnz site, and I've already ordered mine, and I got an email, ordered it on Monday, and I got an email yesterday saying it was on its way, so they're a pretty good service.
I might get myself one of those.
Yeah, there's even organic t-shirts and things on there too. So.
And if you do have a roadside property, busy road
in particular,
cars tearing past, great spot for a normal billboard.
Hell yeah, do it. Do it, please.
How do they get in touch once again?
Through the normal website is the best one, because you can just put out your details and we just get it, and we'll call you the next day, or hopefully the same day. But also, if you drop into the hemp store or give us a ring there, that's where we're coordinating all the activity from. And in fact, Jono's there right now behind the normal desk, busily doing these very things that we are talking about.
Great time to talk to your peers as well.
Absolutely, and that's what it's going to take, is these conversations. So not just thinking, hopefully it'll become legal, or hopefully my friends and family will vote for it, but actually calling them and having those conversations. If we all do that, one person a day, that's how we're going to win.
Campaign. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.